heavy hand. His star beyond my order, his nakedness unbent. I came so far for beauty, I left so much behind. My patience and my family.
wrapping up this show. That was Mark Turner and Mikael Plug with Stockholm Night Lights, the title track of that album. Jennifer Warnes before that, covering Leonard Cohen from an album of Leonard Cohen songs called Famous Blue Raincoat. Jennifer Warnes sang backup with Leonard Cohen for years on tour. I interviewed Sylvie Simmons, who wrote this incredible book about Leonard Cohen called I'm Your Man. And Jennifer Warnes figures in it prominently. And it's a great book, great read. And of course, what a life. And what a songwriting catalog, Leonard Cohen. Bird Nest Roys did Alien. We heard The Church with Myrrh. Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, my band name of the year. Tally Ho from the Psych Porn Crumpets. David's Foreplay, Gus Bode, all in there. Stay tuned for Ken versus Andy versus the Joke Bot on Dinner at Andy's, coming up next on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. My name's Irwin Beck, next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome to John Dogg for the haunting love theme from Dinner at Andy's. And this is Dinner at Andy's, starring King of the Zingers.
I'm going to miss that theme song, man.
Andy Breckman, man.
I've come to love that theme song.
I know you have.
You won't let me keep the theme song.
Close, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I know where to talk.
There we go.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, good for you.
I brought the gum, didn't I? You don't think I know about broadcasting? I brought 3 wads of gum.
You're supposed to not chew gum on the air, not.
So. How was your week?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a good one.
You okay? I heard there was, I heard you didn't feel 100% earlier.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Because I need you at 100%.
I'm at 100% now.
I needed you actually at 130%.
Oh.
I'm good for 70%.
Well, I didn't know that you wanted me at 130.
We should talk beforehand, like who, where we are.
I could have blood doped. I could have.
What is that? How does that work?
Well, you remove an ounce of blood.
And you get an intern's blood, an ounce of intern blood?
Oh, well, that's if you have a blood boy.
Yeah.
You take
or, a... Or, I'm sorry, what we call them is volunteers.
Well.
Station volunteers, right? Isn't that what you told everyone to call them, to refer to them as?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you take a pint of blood out when you're feeling good, yeah. And then when you need that extra kick, you re-inject it.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's blood doping.
And do you do it yourself, or do you have like a nurse, or do you go to a doctor?
No, you can do it yourself.
You keep what is it? A few ounces, a pint of blood. A
couple of pints, yeah. A
couple of pints in the drawer in your desk.
In the garage where you hoard all your hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Like you're not drinking coffee. You're not taking caffeine pills.
No.
No. You're saying, hey, honey. I sure could you hear me that pint of my blood?
Yeah, you're going from
that
six
I drained
pints,
this morning.
You're going from a normal no, you don't do it the same day. You have to remove the pint of blood, you know, like a week ahead of time.
And how good is this blood? How long does blood last in the drawer?
Oh, forever.
It does?
Yeah. Until it turns into a solid brick.
That's your secret.
Yeah. No, don't re-inject it if it turns solid.
You students of radio might want to be taking notes.
This is it.
This is the inside scoop.
Then when you re-inject it, you have 7 pints of blood.
Yeah.
And everybody else you're competing against only has 6.
Yeah.
So you're getting more oxygen.
You've got blood coming out your butt, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. You're overflowing.
It's an old track and field trick.
Does everyone do it on track and field?
Don't
like
know.
At the Olympic level? Because it can't be detected. It's your blood, right? It's not doped up.
Right. It's just extra blood.
Extra blood.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, that's a good question if they have a way of testing for that. I don't know.
Would blood pressure indicate it?
Yeah, it might.
Hey, this could be the way. You know, it's my dream to win a gold medal in the Olympics.
Really?
I thought I was too late. You know, I'm in my 60s now.
Now it's never too late.
Now it's not. Now it's not too late.
What do you want to win the gold at?
It doesn't matter. I just want, they just look so pretty.
Javelin?
Okay. What's that? You throw the little spear?
Yeah, the spear.
Yeah, I'll do that.
It's a big spear.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
What's the one where you run, you stick the pole in the ground, and you go flying up 20 feet?
Pole vaulting.
Easy to do.
Yeah.
How could you not do it?
Oh, that's...
You go where the top of the pole takes you.
It's my favorite track and field event.
When you get to the top, remember to let go. That's all there is to it. Inject yourself with the extra blood.
Right.
Let go at the top.
Andy Breckman's Guide to Championship Pole Vaulting. Hey, on today's playlist page, which
any celebrities died today?
I'm
just praying we go the rest of the year.
Yeah, no, I know.
The rest of the year.
You said that last week. And
dear God, if there is a God, hear this prayer.
No, somebody did die.
Who? No.
I don't remember who it was.
One of the good ones? Crystal Gale?
No, I don't think Crystal Gale died.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I've been on a Crystal Gale death watch for many years.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Just a bet I have with my neighbor.
Are you both Crystal Gale fans?
Yeah, it's just who's going to outlive Crystal Gale. Do you think I have a shot at outliving Crystal Gale? I'm losing weight. I've got this new blood technique now. How old is Crystal Gale?
She's got to be up there. She had the big hit with Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue, right?
Yeah.
And that was a big hit like in 1980.
You think those extra pints of blood made her brown eyes blue?
No, they would have
made it happened naturally? Or maybe she was in love. Or no, she was sad. That's what it was.
Yeah, so I think you can outlive her. I think you have a shot.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
You need goals in life, Ken.
Yep. Well, I'm trying to outlive Emmylou Harris.
Good luck, my friend.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not doing too well.
The out-of-town money's on Ken Friedman. Hello. Hello, DraftKings. What are the odds, the over-under?
Hi, you're on the air.
No, it's on the air.
Ken, what's your blood type?
Good question, what my blood type is. I think it's B.
It's B, guys.
See, there
are people heading to your garage as I speak.
Yeah. That's the best birthday gift a guy could ever get.
Extra blood?
Well, you can't get blood from strangers, even if they're the right blood type, can you?
What do you mean? Why not?
Well, these guys are just riddled with all sorts of diseases.
Well, no, they're trying to steal my blood.
Oh, I see. You
they're
have
not
it in
donating
your blood.
Blood.
Oh, I see. But what are they going to use your blood for?
A lot of vampires in your neighborhood.
Yeah, a lot of vampires.
I don't know what they're going to use my blood for. They must be track and field athletes.
Or they're going to frame you for multiple murder in Chinatown.
You know what my blood type is?
No, no one cares. Thanks very much for calling.
Thanks, Sam.
Oh, that was Sam?
That was Sam the appraiser.
Oh, I didn't know he was a friend of the family.
Yeah, that was a friend of the family who you just hung up on.
Oh, I feel bad now.
Sorry, Sam.
Well, Sam can call back when we're rolling with our topic.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Let's mention we have tickets to sell.
Right. We have put tickets up for sale for the Andy Mation Film Festival, which is Friday night, February 24th. It's Monty Hall reopening after 3 years of being closed.
We have nine original short films. People have animated transcripts of our show.
Right. And we're going to invite all the animators as well.
Yep, you can meet them live.
And
tell them how much you love their
Andy's also going to be redoing, he's going to be doing his stand-up act that got him banned from all open mic nights in Madison, New Jersey.
100% laugh-free. The longest 5 minutes of your life. That's my guarantee.
This is the 5 minutes of stand-up that made Andy vow he would never do it again.
But except I'm going to do it for you.
I think.
And then what are you bringing to the table?
What am I bringing to the table?
Will you be clog dancing?
In a sense, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verbal clog dancing. Mental clog dancing. And we do have this problem. It's an interesting problem. We were going to give an award for the best movie, like a film festival normally does.
Can't do that.
But we can't because we saw all nine films, and we love them all exactly the same amount.
Right. Yeah, it's like every day being Children's Day.
Yeah.
And loving all your kids the same. We looked at all nine of them, and they all...
Not one stood out, and not one was a disappointment.
They're all great.
They're all good.
Yeah.
They're all very, very good.
But we're still going to figure out some way to give out the award for best movie.
We're going to have a pin the tail on the donkey or something.
Yeah. You have a donkey?
I'll bring in a donkey. I'll get a donkey.
Okay.
And so you know how that works. We'll have a bowl of... the animators will come up one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll blindfold them.
Right.
And they'll have a choice. They can either spin around on an office chair until they're dizzy.
Right.
Or eat a shroom.
That'll take too long.
Well, we'll tell them not to chew it.
It doesn't matter. The shroom doesn't have an immediate effect.
How long does it take shrooms to kick in?
It can take an hour to 2 hours.
Okay, then we're going to be there a while.
Okay.
We're waiting for the animators to get high. And then once they're high, once they're really, really tipsy and out of it, then we watch him try to pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah, if you could get
how funny would that be? So it's 2 hours per animator. There are nine animators, so it's 18 hours. So you're going to want to bring a sleeping bag. We're going to be there for a while.
Well, we could save a lot of time if you didn't have the psilocybin psychedelic mushroom option.
You would just spin them around till they're dizzy.
No, or if you could get your hands on some DMT or salvia, that stuff takes effect much faster.
You're talking so fast. DMT or salvia.
Yeah.
Done and done.
All right.
Now, what aisle in Walmart would I find those in?
Laxative.
Gotcha.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I just had a quick question. Joe calling in.
Yeah. Hey, John.
Is Andy going to bring Stewart? Is he going to bring the dummy?
Is your dummy coming?
I'll be glad to bring. I'll be glad if I can find my dummy. I loaned my dummy out to a friend, but I'll get it back.
You loaned your dummy out to a friend.
I did.
Thanks, John. For what purpose?
I had a friend who was doing an act, and the act involved a dummy.
A ventriloquist dummy.
A ventriloquist dummy, and he ordered one online, but it was slow. It was delayed.
Ah.
That's all I'm good for, okay. amongst my friends.
So there's very few tickets for sale. So if you are interested in attending Monty Hall's grand reopening Friday night, February 24th, the link is on today's playlist page.
Well, don't wait until you're interested. If you're not revolted by the idea, you should buy tickets.
It'll grow on you.
No one's gonna be interested. Why would they be interested? Now, what else can we offer them? We want to give them like their money's worth.
Well, we're also going to be showing Dead Air.
The movie that
WFMU murder mystery that you wrote, Tom Sharpling directed.
Oh, that was what was that? That was 45 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Starring
Big Carlo. X-Ray Burns is in it.
Wait, you've watched it recently?
No, I'm just.
Oh, I don't remember.
This is
it
by
at all.
Memory.
Oh, I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, the late great X-Ray Burns is in it.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
and then. And then what else can we do? I got my little stand up. Well,
this
that should
is,
be enough.
This is what we're doing.
Okay, it'll be fine.
We've timed it out. And also on today's playlist page, listeners can see the beautiful painting by listener Zoe, who won last week's show. She was the one without the pants, and she won $52.
I think you have to narrow it down, Ken. She was the painter in Los Angeles without the pants.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of our listeners are pantsless.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, she was the one who was painting in Los Angeles but had no pants.
And of course, the chick got the money. I knew they would.
Well, there were two women playing.
Oh, there were?
Yeah.
Oh, then how'd that happen? I was hoping, I was kind of planning, counting on a stalemate.
It was the lack of pants. We agreed last week that was the ace in the hole.
Yeah.
And she's done a beautiful painting of Andy on horseback with a sword, with several people's heads on the point of the sword, on the blade of the sword, including my head.
Yeah.
Other heads are rolling on the ground. Andy's gone on a killing spree.
She clearly was at the last station Christmas party. That's when she got her inspiration.
Wow.
Remember I came riding in on horseback? With those heads on the spear.
I do remember that.
I bet that's where she got her idea.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah.
Wow, somebody must have told her about it, or maybe she saw the pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, or maybe she was in court.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, but we have something today.
Yes, we do have an idea. We're killing all this time.
Look at this. What is this? What is, we're already 16 minutes in.
I know.
So you found an IQ, what is it? A artificial intelligence bot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
An AI bot that
specializes in jokes.
That can write jokes.
Well, it claims. It claims to be able to write
jokes. Well, let's test it out. And then what we're going to do is invite listeners to call. The listeners will suggest a setup. The bot and Ken and I need a setup line. And then you and I will... each write a punchline, right?
Yep.
And the bot will write a punchline. And we'll challenge the listener to identify who wrote what. Which punchline was written by Uncle Ken? Which punchline was written by me? It's not really fair because I'm a professional.
Yeah. You're the only professional here.
Maybe I'll just use part of my brain.
All right. So I'm going to put in a setup line here.
Maybe I'll take a shroom first to level the playing field.
That will take 1 to 2 hours to take effect.
And then can you call? And who follows us? Who has the show after
Matt Fivak.
Call him.
No.
Call him.
No, I'm not going to.
Andy's taking shrooms.
Not going to do it.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love to hear that call. I'd love to make that call. Okay. So I should suggest a setup line?
Okay, I put one in, but you go ahead.
What is your setup line?
I just flew in from L.A.
No, well, that's like, you can't do that.
I know, but this
that's
is a
just so
stupid...
hacky.
Okay, go
that's
ahead.
That's just a trope.
Okay, give me one.
Okay, it just should be something unique.
Right, okay. Here's a setup
okay,
line.
Okay, I think my barber was drunk. Period.
Okay.
Now let's see what the bot does with that.
Okay, this is for the joke bot.
Okay.
And the setup is, I think my barber was drunk.
And he's just generating jokes. Unbelievable.
Punchline, number one.
I wish I had this at when I worked for Letterman.
He said, you know what I want for Christmas? That makes no sense.
That's the whole thing?
That's the punchline.
Okay.
I think my barber was drunk. Or maybe it's just that my barber has a lot of opinions. Oh, that's not bad.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think my barber was drunk. Or it could be his soap opera. Huh? But he got one. The bot got one good one in there.
Yeah, I dream of batting 333. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what I would have said for I think my barber was drunk. But that's the kind of setup we want. Just a very straight an observation or declarative sentence as
right.
you can manage.
Right.
The setup should not be funny.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and then do you want to give our number out? Do you want to do it together? Give the number out together?
No.
Let's do it together.
No, I don't want
to. Come on, in unison.
No.
You spent all this money for a stereo transmitter. Let's make use of it.
We're both in mono.
We are?
Yeah.
Then when's the stereo kick in?
For the music.
You mean the music is separated and comes out two different speakers? But we come out, what we say comes out in both speakers identically.
Correct. We have no, the DJs have no stereo. That's the way it is.
201-209-9368.
Very good.
201-209-9368.
Even better.
Hey, let's have another bot joke. Okay, here, okay. I'll do the setup, okay?
Okay, do the setup.
Okay. I think my stereo is broken.
Okay, I think my stereo is broken, and it's right.
It's just churning it out. I love this machine.
It keeps saying Kanye West is on the radio. That's the first punchline.
Oh, that's funny.
I think my stereo is broken. I'm going to borrow one of the kids and ask him to plug in his iPod. I think my stereo is broken. It's not the speakers. It's the speakers. That's a good one. Again, it's
a good one.
It's batting .333.
If you took my advice and took the shrooms an hour ago, it would be a great joke.
All right, we have our first contestant. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andy from last week.
Oh, hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy. Thanks for calling back.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Andy, do you have it's going great. Thank you for asking.
What'd you say?
I said, thank you for asking. It's going very well.
Wonderful.
I'm living a dream.
I wish I could say the same.
Well, it's not my dream.
Whose dream are you living?
Stephen King's dream.
Is it a recurring dream?
Some kind of horrible nightmare.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, so, Andy, give us a setup line.
All right.
And then you and I, do you have a pen ready, Ken?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, and then you'll read them in random order and not tell Andy, and you're going to read the best of the bot ones, right?
Right, okay. Yeah.
Okay, we have to really think fast, Ken.
Right, I know.
Okay, go ahead, Andy.
My car gave me a flat tire.
My car has a flat tire.
My car has a flat tire.
Okay. Okay, here we go. The bot is done.
No, I haven't pressed the button for the bot because I was too busy trying to think of.
Wait, do you want me to just compete with the bot?
Yeah, it's really hard.
I know,
for me.
Because you have a lot on your
right.
on your mind. Mind is in quotes. Okay, read two of the bots and one of mine.
Two of the bots and one of yours. Okay. All right, my car has a flat tire. I'm trying to decide whether to get it fixed or turn it into a sushi roller. My car has a flat tire. I made the other three flat, so they're even. My car has a flat tire. I have a spare in my trunk, but I don't want to embarrass my wife by pulling it out in front of other drivers.
Okay.
So,
okay. One of those was written by a professional, experienced, seasoned, successful comedy writer. The other two... by a facata little program that somebody came up with.
I'm guessing the last one was Ken.
Well, two were from the computer. One was from me. You're saying the last one was from me. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, that's incorrect.
No, that was...
No!
Oh, no, wait. I don't know if I should be embarrassed or not.
No, yours was the best.
No. But he didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, yours was the second one then.
Yeah, that's mine was right. The second one.
Yeah.
Oh, this is now embarrassing.
Well, thanks, Andy, for doing our sample round.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story if you want, a little digression.
Okay, good. I love digression.
My first big gig, of course, was the David Letterman show. I'll always be grateful.
Yeah.
And just like you'll always be grateful to me for joining you, for coming to the station.
Oh, hell yeah.
Anyway, the first year I was at Letterman, I was having the time of my life writing skits, going out on film shoots with him,
yeah,
hanging out,
yep,
hitting the craft service table, mm-hmm, flirting with the interns. And then after a year, he came up to me and said, "Hey, Andy, do me a favor and try to write some monologue jokes for me every day."
Mm-hmm.
You know, those opening remarks that,
yeah,
that Carson and Letterman and all the talk show hosts do.
Sure.
And suddenly the party was over. I just labored over them.
I
worked so hard. No, it was not. It didn't come naturally to me. And,
oh, wow.
There were two other writers on staff, Steve O'Donnell and Jerry Mulligan, who were amazing at it. It just was second nature to them. They'd fill page after page.
Wow.
But I struggled every morning, and it kind of ruined the job for me.
Damn.
I just couldn't do it.
And now get to the digression.
Well, that's my digression. But, oh, I'm sorry. That's my
that was the digression?
Hold on. It's my long-winded way of saying I would have paid $500 for this algorithm back then. $600. I would have done anything. I would have given my left arm.
Huh. That's funny. You say $600 because that's how much you said you would pay Zoe for that painting of you on horseback.
Well, I said $100, $104 for the painting. But $600, when you factor in how cheap I am.
Yes. That's quite a bit.
That's quite a lot of money.
All right, we're ready for round two.
Okay, somebody on the phone?
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is listener Steve from the Upper West Side.
Hey,
oh, hey, Steve. Hey, we were hoping you'd call.
Oh, well, I know. You've been waiting for me, and here I am.
You're the fish we wanted to catch.
All right, Steve, give
we
us.
Love the show. Do you have a setup? A
give
nice,
us your joke setup.
Okay, here's the joke
a
setup.
A bland, unfunny, straight setup. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, depends on how much of your brain has been removed, but a person of the Hebrew-American persuasion, a vertically challenged person, a person
a short
of the
Jew.
Quadriplegic limbless persuasion,
no,
and a Negro.
No, you can't do it.
Yeah, no,
we're not
no
going
can
there.
Do.
Thanks, though. Thanks, Steve.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, my God. My wife is named Beth.
I think this is your wife.
Oh, hey, darling.
Okay, that's it. My wife's name is Beth.
That's my little, my idea of a joke. Wait, no, that's the setup?
That's the setup.
My wife's name is Beth?
Yeah.
Wait, no, okay, wait, okay.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
I'm writing mine. I am trying to write one.
Okay. And now the bot has generated. Okay. So did you write one, Kenny?
Yes.
Okay. So, honey, you're going to hear three responses.
Okay.
Okay. One is generated by this algorithm.
Algorithm.
One is written by your husband of 20 years.
Andy.
That would be me. And one is written by your boyfriend of 5 years. That would be Ken.
Okay, here we go. My wife's name is Beth. I don't know why, because she's not a bunny. My wife's name is Beth. At least she says it's Beth. My wife's name is Beth. I wanted her name to rhyme with meth.
All right. Okay, at least she says her name is Beth, is Andy.
Very good.
I wanted it to rhyme with meth, I'm guessing is Ken.
Very good.
and the incomprehensible one.
The bunny one is the computer.
Okay, Beth got a perfect score. Very good, Beth.
Well, thank you.
Wait, what does this tell? Wait, this is. I've always said that my job is the last job that robots could ever replace.
Oh, really? As a comedy writer.
Do you think this algorithm will get smarter and smarter, like in bad science fiction movies?
Yeah, but there's still something missing. There's just like it.
Can I tell you another? Can I digress again?
Yes, please.
I think I've told this story before on the air. When I was a kid, I used to watch stand-up comics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I would go to school on stand-up comics, and every comic when I was a kid would tell Evelyn Wood jokes. Evelyn Wood speed reading jokes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big fad.
I remember that.
In the mid-60s. And every comic had a joke. And all of the comics, their jokes were basically this. Hey, we should see what the bot does with this. But after my story. But I took an Evelyn Wood speed reading course and enabled me to read War and Peace in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I took an Evelyn Wood speed reading course. It enabled me to read a book in 20 minutes. But I had to quit because I couldn't afford to buy a book every 20 minutes. That's what most comics wrote, right?
Right.
Said. And then I was watching, and Woody Allen came out on The Ed Sullivan Show. And this was his first joke. I took an Evelyn Wood speed reading course. It enabled me to read War and Peace in 20 minutes. It deals with Russia. Okay? Now, I believe this miracle machine of yours may eventually be able to do the first joke. Who could afford to buy a book every 20 minutes?
Right.
But no machine will ever get to that Woody Allen,
right.
Sublime. That's poetry.
Yeah.
It deals with Russia. I mean, that's like John Keats.
Right.
You know, that's as good as it gets. So I guess what I'm trying to say is good comedy writers are safe. So,
okay.
And I'm that's why I'm worried. But let's see what it does with that setup. I took a speed reading course.
Do you guys still need me on the phone?
Yeah, honey, you stay until I say. Oh, I should also mention, Ken, it's a problem I'm having at home. I'm losing control of my wife.
I love you guys.
I can't control her anymore. You stay, honey. You don't hang up till I say. See, look, Ken, did you see that? I'm losing control.
Wow, she hung up on you.
I know. I can't control my wife anymore. What do I do?
Oh, no, I have a problem here.
Oh, no, why? It froze?
There's a limit. It just froze me out. So I'm trying a new browser now. We'll see if this works.
You mean you can only do 3 or 4 punchlines?
Yeah, it just told me that I've hit my limit. That's too bad because we're only halfway through the show.
We have nothing else.
Well,
hey, can I go home early?
No.
Yes.
No.
You hit your limit.
No, I'm trying to game the limit now. I'm in an incognito world.
Are you going? You're gonna get the punchlines fed to you through the deep web?
Yeah. I've gone into incognito.
Okay, are we back up?
I hope so. We'll find out. Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, what if we only have 5 more punchlines?
I don't know.
Wait, have you been doing these all day?
No, maybe.
Hello, love the show.
Oh, thanks very much.
Hey, who's this?
This is Pete Gardner.
Oh, hey, Pete.
How are you today?
Good. This is Pete from South River?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete. You're from South River, if I recall. Is that right?
Yeah.
Damn, you are.
Yes, he is.
Smart, aren't you?
Well, it's my show. I love my audience. I care about my audience.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
How are things in Wait, what town is it?
South River.
How are things in South River, Pete?
Absolutely spectacular.
He says things are good there. Ken.
Yeah.
No, I said spectacular.
I heard him say spectacular.
Okay. And Pete, do you have a setup, a kind of a straight line?
I'm hoping, but you are the professional. I drive a truck for a living, so.
Well, imagine a world without trucks, Ken. Imagine a world where things aren't being delivered on time and on schedule.
Don't frighten me, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty scary
Absolutely.
Thought. You're the unsung hero, buddy, of this economy.
Yes, I am. And
I told him he was the I told him he was the unsung hero.
I think he just heard you say that. He can hear everything you're saying.
Oh, mute me when I'm whispering.
Okay.
Okay.
So Pete, give us your setup line.
Okay. I don't know how good it is, but then again, I'm not a professional.
Well, the setup should not be funny.
So, okay. Well, yeah. Then, but it can still be good.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. an Episcopalian, a Presbyterian, and a Methodist walk into a bar.
An Episcopalian, a Methodist, and a what?
Presbyterian.
Okay.
That's it. That's the setup.
Okay.
I have every high degree of confidence in both of you and that horrible bot.
Okay, now we're gonna give you three punchlines, and you have to discern which one was written by a soulless algorithm, and which one was written by a seasoned pro, and which one was written by Uncle Ken.
Okay,
I will try.
It's locking us out.
Wait, we don't have a show.
Let me try a different.
Wait, how about my iPhone?
Yeah, your iPhone would work. My iPhone would work. Ah, oh, jeez, now I got to type Presbyterian again.
No, you just say it. You can just say it.
Oh, Christ!
You hit the speaker thing.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Wait, you mean what does "me go ahead" mean? You want me to kill time? You want me to dance? You want me to do the equivalent of clog dance?
A Methodist.
Oh dear God! Just say it.
An Episcopalian.
An Episcopalian.
Wait, you're actually writing it?
Yeah.
Just say it.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh my God, how do we get all this time back at the end of our life?
You're not going to get it back.
Hey, you know, I have an idea, by the way. I have an idea for how to make everyone's life 3 or 4 days longer. I can add 3 or 4 days. No, that's not what I was thinking.
Okay.
If everyone on Earth agreed,
yeah,
never again from this moment going forward to tell anyone else ever again about a dream they had.
Uh-huh.
Because that's just wasted time, right? No one cares about the dreams you have.
No,
right?
I've heard this before.
I mean, if you think about it, okay, so wait, let's do the math. Let's say somebody tells you about their dream, let's say twice a week, so it's 2 minutes a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right?
You don't.
That's
find
104 minutes a year.
All okay. By yourself you did that?
Well, yeah, hold on, but now I've hit a wall.
You don't find the dreams
104 minutes.
Interesting
okay, hold
at
on.
All.
You live 80 years. That's 8,300, no, dreams? Other people's dreams? Are you serious? Okay, 8,300 minutes divided by... Wait, now what do I divide by? 60, that's how many hours? Oh, it's 138 hours.
I like hearing people's
dreams. Shut up. No, you don't. Then divided by days. Okay, 24.
Seven.
That's 5.7. 5.7 days. You're welcome. I just saved everyone. That's like a long vacation. People go on vacation. People go hiking for 5 days.
Yeah.
Not me.
Oh, damn it. I'm really having trouble. I'm going to have to...
Use my phone?
No, your phone won't matter.
Why? How do they know that...
Oh, I could turn my Wi-Fi off. That might work. Yes, I'll turn my Wi-Fi off. Okay.
Wait, do you have to do this whole setup again?
No. I'm okay. Yeah. No, I think this may work. Okay.
All right.
Hang on, Pete. Hey, Pete, I could use more seeds. You're a garden.
Okay, fine. I have a different variety too.
Excellent.
Oh, you guys are.
He's a gardener.
Oh, you're talking about flower seeds.
Right. He's a gardener.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they're vegetables.
Yeah. Exactly. Vegetables.
Okay.
That's
not
a little.
You cloth-eared bozo.
Hey, wait. Hey, guys. I'm not wearing a wire. You can say marijuana.
Okay. Here we go. A Methodist, an Episcopalian, and a Presbyterian walk into a bar.
Okay.
They all order water.
That's punchline A.
Yeah. A Methodist, an Episcopalian, and a Presbyterian walk into a bar. The Presbyterian was the tallest of the four.
That's punchline B.
Wow.
A Methodist, an Episcopalian, and a Presbyterian walk into a bar. Then a Jew walked in and bought it and burned it down for the insurance.
That one's Andy's.
Very good.
A little bit of Jewish lightning never hurt anybody.
Yeah, a little Jewish lightning.
All right, you're one for one, Pete.
Okay. And the other two bots, or one is Andy's and one is
no, one is one is the bot and one is mine.
Which one was okay. Which one was yours? They all ordered water.
They all ordered water, or the Presbyterian was the tallest of the four.
They're both completely nonsensical. Which one was yours?
I'm not gonna tell.
Both of them are useless.
It doesn't matter.
The water is the bot. The tall guy is Ken.
Very good. Pete nailed it.
The Presbyterian was the tallest.
Yes, I did.
The Presbyterian. Wait, you've seen comedy, though. Like, you've experienced comedy.
Well, I've never actually seen it, no.
No, oh, I've got to.
No, I've read about it.
I've got to show you some funny.
I'm abused.
Thank you, Pete.
Everyone
Thank
remembers.
You.
Hey, hope,
everyone
hope
remembers
to see you during the marathon.
Their first joke. A boy's first joke. You're never too old.
All right, let's move on here. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Avril.
Avril, hi.
Aldo.
No, Aldo.
Aldo.
Aldo, that's a palindrome. It's the same backwards as forwards.
Not quite.
No, so, not quite. It's a near palindrome.
Aldo, where are you calling from today?
Manhattan, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
All right, Aldo, give us your opening line.
Your setup.
I visited the Kazoo Museum.
What is it?
I visited the Kazoo Museum.
Okay, I visited the Kazoo Museum.
That's it.
Okay, that's Hang good. On. Now, wait, now you have a job to do. We're going to read you three punchlines, Aldo. One of them I wrote, one of them Uncle Ken wrote, and one of them... The funny comedy robot wrote. Do you think you'll be able to tell the difference?
No.
Do you think it matters, really, in the grand scheme of things? No.
Quantum physics says maybe.
You could win a prize if you get it all. If you get all three right, you win a prize.
Oh boy! I'm sure good enough prizes.
Good. The prize this week's prize is I'm going to ask my neighbor Mrs. Corcoran, who's a very devout woman. To include you in her prayers. So okay. She will be, so someone will be praying for you tonight.
All right. I visited the Kazoo Museum. It was the quietest museum I've ever been to.
That's punchline A. Okay.
I visited the Kazoo Museum. It really blew.
That's punchline B.
I visited the Kazoo Museum. They wouldn't let me in because I was naked.
Okay, the third one was the robots.
Okay, which one? Hold on, and which one was Ken? The quietest museum? Or it really blew?
Quietest.
That was Ken, and so you think I said the other one.
Yeah.
Well, you got Andy right, Aldo. Andy wrote, it really blew. I, of course, was the naked one. and the joke bot said it was the quietest museum I've ever been to.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes
sense.
No sense.
It doesn't make sense. Okay.
Hey, so thanks a lot for playing, Aldo.
My job is safe for another month.
Okay,
bye, Aldo.
Bye. Okay. We're at 201-209-9368. Can you discern which punchline the robot wrote?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sammy Appraiser
again. Oh, hey, Sam.
Sorry we hung up on you. I didn't. I thought it was a different Sam the Appraiser.
Yeah, I understand.
All right,
Sam.
There's
no way to know it's me.
Give us your setup, Sam.
Okay. My therapist told me I should meet new people.
That's a good setup. Hang on. I have to do this on my phone now. Okay. Andy's writing away.
Okay.
The joke bot is writing away.
Okay. So, Sam, you're going to hear three punchlines, A, B, and C. One was written by the newfangled algorithm that's threatening my livelihood. One was written by Ken, no threat to anyone, really. And one was written by me. Okay.
Okay. My therapist told me I should meet new people.
She meant me. My therapist.
That's punchline A.
Yep. My therapist told me I should meet new people. So I left the house today and drove all night to the middle of nowhere. My therapist told me I should meet new people. Uh-oh. I thought he said meet Jew people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's okay. Sam. You have to guess which one was Andy, which one was me, and which one was the joke bot.
First one was the robot. Second one was Ken. Last one was Andy.
I don't think you got it.
Nope. People keep mistaking me for the robot.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You did get Andy right. You got Andy right, but you you mixed up me and the robot. Me and the robot are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the first one?
She meant me.
So that's the one you came up with, Ken?
I'm embarrassed to say so, yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know if we have enough time. We have 16 minutes left. Could you explain that punchline? We only have 16 minutes, so you better get started.
Yeah, I was thinking of that song, I've Never Been to Me. You know that song?
Yeah.
So yes. It was like, you know.
Yeah. That's the reference. That's the connection you were thinking.
That's what came to mind.
That's the connection. It came to your mind, and then you assumed it would come to everyone's mind.
Well, not really.
If you made that connection, call us. 201-209-9368.
See, I can't write a funny joke, so I'm trying to write a robot joke.
You want to hear the correct punchline?
Yes. Oh, there is a correct punchline?
It was my therapist told me I should meet new people. So when I killed him, it was technically self-defense.
Do you get it?
Yeah. Doesn't really work.
No,
yeah.
The best punchline would be, I was supposed to meet new people, so I went to the maternity ward.
Oh, that's
a good one.
That's actually where I should have been.
You're a pro.
Well, I need 7 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
I can't believe I got through. I love the show.
I'll tell you why that's funny, Kent, because no one else is calling.
Well, no, there are a few other people calling.
Okay, and what is your name, sir?
My name is Danny D.
Oh, hey, Danny.
Hey, glad to talk to you, gentlemen. I think I have one. Andy Breckman is like the John Henry of the modern age here.
That's right. It is me versus the steam shovel. Although I think a steam shovel would
level the playing field for you a little bit with this one.
I think a steam shovel would be funnier actually than some of these jokes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so a hippie walks into an office for a job interview, and the receptionist says.
Okay, hippie walks into the office for a job interview, and the receptionist says, okay.
All right, typing it into the joke bot.
I mean, if a joke bot can't do a good hippie joke.
Yeah, that's almost a gimme. Okay, so you're going to hear three punchlines, Danny D. One is from a robot, one is from Uncle Ken, and one is from me. The guy who hopes to send his kids to college. Okay, here we go, Ken.
Okay, a hippie walks into an office for a job interview, and the receptionist says, "You can't hire him. He's a hippie." A hippie walks into an office for a job interview, and the receptionist says, "Sorry, hippies use side door." A hippie walks into an office for a job interview, and the receptionist says, "Sorry, no dogs allowed."
Okay. Well, I think, and I'll tell you which ones I think are which.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would rate number two on the merits, but sentimental. But I think that might have been Ken.
Hippies
actually.
Use side.
I think
hippies
number three
door.
Was
it's
Andy's,
Ken. It's Ken
and
who
number
won.
Number one was the bot.
Yeah, that's exactly how.
Oh wait, no, I got it backwards. I'm sorry. The last one was the bot. I'm sorry. The last one was the bot.
Oh no! Oh, you did. Oh, then no. Oh.
Was I right? I was right by accident.
Oh, you were right by accident.
Yeah, you were right by
no,
accident.
No dogs allowed.
But wrong by intention.
Ken, I love you because Ken remembered.
So which ones were which?
Well,
again?
Ken remembered a sign he saw in his old frat, in his old dorm, right?
No, it's right here at FMU.
Hippies used the side door.
Hippies used side door.
So you thought, oh my God. So Ken, you thought God has given me this punchline. It's been hanging on the door. Now I know why that sign's been hanging there.
Andy said no dogs allowed?
Yes.
Is that right?
No dogs allowed.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And the joke bot said, you can't hire him. He's a hippie.
It sounds exactly like Andy Breckman.
Well, it sounds like what would actually happen if it was my company.
I mean, I kind of like that the disdain for hippies is distilled into this. I think that they might have based the spot on you, Andy.
Yeah.
The first punchline from the joke bot makes even less sense. And the receptionist says, how did you get this job? And the answer was, I'm a hippie.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah.
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 All right. Thank you, Danny.
Alrighty, thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. The phone number is 201-209-9368, and it's Ken versus Andy versus the joke bot. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's John.
Hi, John. Have you got a setup for us?
Oh, I do. This is John from L.A., and I'm a painter in L.A., and I don't have any pants.
If you know Zoe,
we'll send you money. That's our policy. That's our station policy. I don't know how it became our policy. It's costing us a fortune.
So I made some money on this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
we can use that as your setup if you want. I'm a painter and I have no pants.
I'm a painter in LA and I don't have any pants. That's my setup.
Okay, that's your setup.
Okay. Hang on.
I love the show, by the way.
Thanks, buddy. That means the world
to
us, doesn't it, Ken? Okay, Ken's going to read you three punchlines.
Okay.
One is from a robot writer, comedy writer, that wants to steal my job, take my job.
Okay.
One is from Uncle Ken. And one is from Uncle Andy. Okay, go ahead, Kenny.
Oh, my God, this is insane.
Okay, well, don't say that. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'm a painter in L.A., and I don't have any pants. I had a tuxedo made of paint. I'm a painter in L.A., and I don't have any pants. I can use three brushes at once. I'm a painter in L.A., and I don't have any pants. Nudity. Am I right?
Well, they're all classic.
I'm going to say B is the bot.
B is the bot.
I think. No, B was Andy.
Wait. B is the bot. Oh, wait.
Yeah, B was Andy.
I'm the one. Now I can hold three brushes at once.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That went right over my head. But of course.
Okay, and then Ken, which one did you create?
Nudity, am I right?
Yeah. Now, coincidentally, that's also a sign in Ken's office.
Oh, man.
Well, then we can't include you in Mrs. Corcoran's prayers tonight. Only winners are going to be mentioned in her prayers. I'm going to present her with a list. I get home around 8. She goes to bed around 9, so there'll be plenty of time for her.
You should leave her alone.
Well, every night I knock on her door with a little list of people to include in her prayers.
Right, at a certain point it's harassment.
I understand that. It's a thin line. It's a gray area.
Well, good luck.
I guess now thinking it through, I guess I could start praying myself.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Eliminate the middleman. Always thinking. You're always thinking, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Who's this?
Sorry, I'm turning this off. I really don't want to empty the litter box.
That's the setup?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I really don't want to empty the litter box.
Okay, we have, and what is your name?
Pam.
And, hi, Pam.
You know, we have our favorite listener is named Pam.
This is her.
It's a great name.
It's a great name. Our favorite listener is in San Francisco. Her name is Pam. Hey, Pam, you know what we didn't get to is your beautiful postcards that you sent.
Well, it wasn't a postcard. It was a card within a letter. A card. I should have done a card within a card within a card, a postcard within
no,
a
card. They were very, it was very moving. The there was a Holocaust card.
Yeah, you had a Holocaust card in there, and then you had a chimpanzee painting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to guess which was which.
Yeah.
And you guessed wrong.
Actually. Yeah, I'm not the best at guessing between chimpanzee paintings and Holocaust artwork. I've known that since my SATs, Ken.
Okay, so here we go, Pam.
I don't know why
Andy was banned from Madison yeah. Comedy Club.
Well,
no idea.
We'll find out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, the setup again is...
I really don't want to empty the litter box.
Okay, I really don't want to empty the litter box. Okay, punchline A.
Okay, I really don't want to empty the litter box. I don't have any pants. I really don't want to empty the litter box, so I ate my cat. I really don't want to empty the litter box. I don't want to go outside either.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Do they all suck? Wow.
Okay.
Which is the least unfunny?
I think that I don't want to go outside either is the bot.
Very good.
And so I ate my cat is Andy.
Ooh, wow, you nailed it. Pam
and
got
no
all
pants
three.
Is Ken. Ken's all about nudity.
Yeah, Ken is all about nudity.
And
Ken will go
and
there.
Andy doesn't like cats.
That's right. Yeah. I spent the last 31 years wrestling Ken away from steering every conversation to nudity.
And yet it returns.
Only on the naked days.
It's like a compass that tries to find true north in every conversation.
Pam.
Must get pants off of this character. Okay.
It was a callback.
It's a callback.
It was a callback.
We have 4 minutes left.
All right, you're on the air. Quick, give us your setup. Hey, who's this? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I got a setup.
Give us your setup.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Doris.
Doris.
Is that right, Ken? Doris? Is that correct?
That's her name.
Okay, Doris, you are correct. It's been confirmed.
What?
It's been confirmed. Ken confirmed that's your name.
Okay.
Doris was on last week, too.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I haven't called in months.
No, she's never called.
Different Doris. I stand corrected.
Doris, correct me if I'm wrong. You haven't called in a number of weeks. Is that correct?
Months.
It's been months.
Months it's been.
You want my setup?
Yeah.
I don't even know anymore.
A professional joke writer asks a joke box for a joke.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, you can say a comedian. Let's simplify. A comedian asks a joke box for a joke.
Whatever.
Okay, perfect.
Hang on, Doris.
Thank you.
Hang on. Hang on the line. Okay, a professional comedian asked a joke bot for a joke. Okay. All right. We have our three punchlines. You ready, Andy? Oh, God!
Yes, Ken.
I've hit the limit again.
Wait, did we get punchlines for this?
Well, I have a punchline and you have a punchline.
Well, you can only imagine. Well, what can we do, though?
Well, Doris has to guess. The joke box...
But there's no point to it.
A professional comedian asked a joke bot for a joke. The joke bot asked the comedian for a dollar. That's number one.
Oh, no.
Professional comedian asked a joke bot for a joke. It was the humor that made it so funny.
How about this one? Here's what the bot might say. The Presbyterian was the tallest.
Doris, are you with us?
You want my guesses?
Well, we have a terrible connection. We couldn't hear you laughing. It sounded like she wasn't laughing at all, Ken.
Yeah, I didn't hear any laughter.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible connection.
Okay.
Thanks, Doris.
The first one is Andy.
Yeah, very good.
I'm afraid that's
right. The second one is Ken, and the joke box ends actually answered by saying, I'm not answering you.
Yeah, that's right. The joke box has had its fill of us.
You nailed it, Doris.
Joke box has good taste.
Have a good night. And thanks to Jeremiah for the Dinner at Andy's newsletter. Next week, it's a rerun.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going skiing.
Okay.
Yep. And thank you, Jeremiah. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Am I going skiing with you?
No.
It's just you?
Yeah, no, it's me and my family.
And not me?
I didn't think you knew how to ski or anything.
No,
would you like to come?
No.
You sure?
No. Okay. I think gravity has done more, caused more harm in this world than any other force. I hate gravity.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways. until it's kind of hard to explain.
Now you go uptown, spread joy around in that high old trailer's way. Now you get hip to this boot whip tip when you hear everybody say, high old trailer's boot whip, boot whip trailer's boss born, high old trailer's boot whip. Whip till it's fun. Heaven, I'm happy. Heaven, I'm happy. And what you gonna say? What you gonna do? I guess I'll go out and get fly. I got to do it. Got to get fly. Got to do it. Give it a try. Man, there's nothing to it. Won't you take a tip? Mr. Kyle, won't you play some boot whip, man? Woo! What you gonna say? What you gonna do? Hey, a tenor, blow a few. Heaven happy, I'm a heavy, heavy, happy guy. Doing the boot whip.